Pittsburgh, like many cities, is turning to green infrastructure to reduce flooding and sewer overflows. As part of the Allegheny Front series Headwaters, Exploring the Ohio River Watershed, Ashley Murray reports that the next challenge is determining if these green projects actually work, especially with the threat of climate change.
In Philadelphia, they're spending more than $1 billion on green infrastructure, planting more than 700 trees to soak up stormwater. In Cincinnati, they're bioengineering a stream to stop pollution from getting into the Ohio River. And next year, Pittsburgh is planning a dozen projects on the East End, things like special pavement that soaks in water so it doesn't rush into the sewer system. The cost? $10 million. Big bucks, but it's a lot less than new sewer pipes and treatment systems. The question now is, will green actually work as well as the traditional gray infrastructure? John Buck is a soil scientist who's showing me how researchers are figuring this out. We met at Chatham University's Eden Hall campus north of Pittsburgh, where Buck was digging holes with a big fence post digger.
22 might be our destination depth.
Buck isn't building a fence, though. He's putting metal sensors into the holes to measure how water moves through the layers of soil.
The sensors are going to be laid in probably about 3 inches below ground surface, 12 inches and 20 inches below ground surface. And from there, we can see how fast it's moving through the soil.
Buck and his students bury the sensors, leaving long wires sticking out of the ground. They plug those wires into a sensor hub, and it kind of looks like a circuit breaker zip-tied to a wooden pole. Thanks to wireless communication, Buck can check those soil readings at any time, right from his phone.
It's telling me that the most recent reading was today at 4:10, and it tells me the status of every sensor.
And that will tell policymakers whether rain gardens, green roofs, or porous pavement can solve their city's water problems.
At a bare minimum, you're going to want to measure how much water is coming into your green infrastructure system and how much is going out of it. And the difference between those two things are what your effectiveness is.
Buck helps monitor several urban projects. One rain garden in Pittsburgh's East Liberty neighborhood captured almost all, 99%, of stormwater runoff last year. It even handled what experts called a, quote, once in a 167-year storm this past August, when the garden soaked up nearly 3 inches of rain in just 2 hours. That effectiveness is important in regions like Pittsburgh, where untreated sewage regularly drains into the river after it rains. The Environmental Protection Agency is pushing sewer districts to reduce overflows into the waterways. And in Allegheny County and elsewhere, it's requiring the use of green infrastructure to help solve the problem. There are already a lot of small green infrastructure projects in Pittsburgh and other cities, but the science of monitoring them is pretty new. Researchers are still figuring out the best ways to test how well it works.
The more monitoring data that we have, the better we'll be able to determine how successful it is in capturing stormwater runoff.
That's Beth Dutton. She works at Three Rivers Wet Weather. She's clicking on a map that has about 200 little colored dots. Each signifies a rain garden, bioswale, or green roof. She's been cataloging these at schools, hospitals, and apartment buildings, finding them from colleagues or reading about them in the newspaper.
If you click on the blue square, you'll see the project name, the project size, volume, how much roof water runoff is being collected. We went around and we snapped pictures of the installed green infrastructure.
How many of these projects on this map are being monitored?
There are actually not that many that have been monitored simply because it's so expensive to set up the monitoring, and it has to be done over a significant period of time because you want to capture the different seasons, a couple good storms.
As cities spend millions, some billions, on these projects, it's the job of people like James Stitt to make sure they're working. Stitt is with the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority. To start monitoring, he says, they need to know how much stormwater is getting into the system in the first place.
We're putting some monitors in the sewer pipes in the ground and getting some calculations on what those annual volumes are in that area before we do anything. Then we're going to continue to monitor that for another year after construction. Every project we do, we want to learn more about how to do this more correctly and more effectively.
Pittsburgh's multi-year Green First plan is expected to keep 1 billion gallons out of the combined sewer system per year. That's about 10% of the problem in Allegheny County. But for people worried about flooding and sewage overflows, there's climate change. It's predicted that storms will get bigger with increased rainfall. But Stitt thinks the green projects will fare well.
One of the great things about green infrastructure is that it's much more adaptive in those situations than a tunnel project or a large pipe project. That's a stagnant solution. It's always going to be that size. The green infrastructure, we can play around with it a little more. It's a little more flexible.
Stitt says cities with more experience have found that as rain gardens and bioswales mature, they actually become more effective. That adaptability is one reason the EPA is pushing for more green projects to help flood-prone regions manage extreme weather. Robert Traver of Villanova University monitors green infrastructure with the EPA in Philadelphia. He says their projects are performing better than expected, even on wet days.
I might be looking at 1 inch of rain or 2 inches of rain. That doesn't happen that often in a year. So if I have a couple more of those events, it's probably going to work. If you have a little more intensity, you have to take a look at it. If I'm talking about a hurricane, that's another story.
For example, Traver said a change in rainfall might call for different types of plants in a rain garden or a constructed wetland.
So in some of the cases, these systems are more resilient and are actually, I think, going to be much better for climate change than some of the past practices that we've used.
He says as storms get more intense, green infrastructure won't be able to eliminate all of the overflows alone. Cities will need a combination of both gray and green. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ashley Murray.